This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the Heat did what they were supposed to do to the Wizards, who are just horrible. Horrible basketball team again this year. And Heat with a lot of guys out last night, Ware and Wiggins and Hawkes. Even Mitchell was out last night, so everybody played. A lot of guys played and a lot of production last night from everybody. And congratulations to Bam. Another double-double. The leader, all-time leader in Heat franchise history. 222 double-doubles. And kind of floats under the radar, man, with the effort.
Very underappreciated.
Yeah,
star,
no,
right?
I agree, man. And I don't want to call him a superstar, you know. I don't. But, damn, he's been what a really, really nice first-round pick. The effort he gives, what he's, you know, he was athletic kind of when he got here. He's really improved his game. Plays hard. He's perfect. He's perfect for this Heat team. So, congratulations to Bam last night and those guys getting a win. Schedule's going to start picking up here a little bit, but that's just what the doctor ordered last night. Everybody, when you're struggling, should get the Wizards. 29-31 now on the season for the Miami Heat. All right. So, yeah, man, everywhere I go, it popped up on my phone, too, the Tyree. It's incredible. Because I don't know. I would say there's a 80% chance at least that he's back on the team. I don't think they're thinking about getting rid of him. The one thing he does when he's on the field, he plays hard, and that's the part. Can they control the other stuff where it doesn't affect the team, number one? Number two, can you get the production back by getting more of that offense you had in his first 2 years and getting away from that one last year that gave him all kinds of problems, whatever it is. And the two deep wider, the two deep further back, the two deep up close, the two deep in your huddle, whatever it was that caused your offense to change so much. But, hey, man, we've been through it all with a guy. Right? What a few months for Tyreek. He quit. Minutes later, he wanted out. Then he had his moment where he said basically to the GM and head coach, get me more dogs to play with. Get me more guys that want to win like I do. Then days later, the apology comes out to the players. He shows up the last day of the Super Bowl media day on Friday, a couple days before the Super Bowl, apologizes to Tua, just had a birthday on Saturday, and says, hey, this is where I want to be, man. I want to be with the Miami Dolphins. And, hey, Dolphin fans, this is going to be my best year ever. So he's kind of been through it all. You know, he's kind of hit us with a little bit of everything. And the reason I bring it up is not to do the Tyreek thing. Listen, that's getting to be a little bit lazy. Everybody knows the situation. I don't know what they're going to do. I got a pretty good idea that he's not going anywhere because it just Woody's right about this part, and it just opens another hole on your team. But the bigger question is not Tyreek and what he can do and stuff. And the drop-off from 119 catches and over 1,700 yards to 81 catches, 959 yards. Listen, that is a major drop-off for a guy that was healthy all year. and you know why a lot of it? No Tua. I mean, that's a fact. That's not an excuse. We had no backup for a lot of those games. The question to me is the one that nobody's really talking about right now. A guy that you drafted, we forget, Jalen Waddle was one of the top picks in his draft. 58 catches for 744 yards does not sniff a number one looking or a 1A or a 1B or a 1C, if you want to be nice, doesn't sniff it with those kind of numbers. Now Jalen had too many drops, but, I mean, you paid him a lot of money. And he's a quiet guy. He's a team guy. I really do. All these things, Jalen, I said last year and the year before for Tyreek, who just can't get enough, he needed a guy to take a backseat to him to be the other receiver, and Jalen Waddle did it. But now you got that new contract. You're coming into the prime years of your career. We need Jalen Waddle to be a better, more consistent, more used receiver than he's been. 58 catches, 744 yards, and 2 touchdowns in 15 games is not what, you know, we talk about Tyreek and Tyreek's numbers way off, but Jalen Waddle.
I know he had a bunch of catches rookie year, right? And people certainly made sure to tell us that yesterday, but...
Well, numbers are numbers.
I just don't see the guy as a number one. I mean, if you were to lose Tyreek, I don't... You think he can just slide over and you'll be all right?
No. I don't think that, no, because yeah, I mean, you're working off last year. Now, there were times in the past where Tyreek, I think the one game, he ends up when he did need to be the number one guy, he looked great, and I thought, wow, he could do that. That was a couple years ago. But, no, those numbers, man, I mean, you know, the NFL, one thing about the NFL, you do look at what you're paying a guy and what you're getting. You just do. I mean, we're doing it in college. We just sat here and did it with the Canes quarterback this year for this coming season, Carson Beck. Well, we do the same thing with the amount of money we spent on our two wide receivers. Both of them got new contracts. One got an extension. One got a new contract last year. You start going, okay, we're spending money here. Are we getting the production? And the answer is no. The number that concerns me the most, Jalen Waddle had 2 touchdowns. He had 2 touchdowns. He's a fast guy. 2 touchdowns. This guy led the league in yards per catch a couple years ago.
Well, I think it's really concerning, too, that the guy's not more productive with Tyreek out there, right? Like, he's the number 2 on this team, and he's not productive.
Well,
like, you're going to slide over and get the team's best defender and expect this guy to put up big numbers? I don't see it. But
So the other thing
and
is...
And remember, by the way, how they ended up with Jalen Waddle as their pick anyway, right?
Yeah, no, they okay. moved it. No, people have started to talk about that more, and it could have been that guy in Cincinnati. I got you. Is that kind of what you're alluding to?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're talking about a number one guy.
That's
the guy in Cincinnati's a number one guy.
You do the hat trick in for receptions, yards, and touchdowns. That's a big time number one receiver. He told Tyreek that was going to be a 1-year deal for you, pal. I'm coming back, and your buddy in Minnesota. I want him to know the same thing, but we just got to get these guys going. That's it, and they know that. This leads me to the third part that I think people are just numb talking about right now, and I understand. That's Tua. Again, he can't control getting hurt. He can't. I know people are, they're coaching him and telling him, and I don't know if he's back taking judo classes and he's on the mat getting flipped around right now. But you can never trust him again. You have to get a guy to come in here to run this offense without changing it drastically so you can keep throwing the football and throw some of the same routes. You have to. Hey, listen, it's a bonus. Whatever you get, if somehow you get a full season like you did 2 years ago with with Tua, then great. It's great. But he just missed six games. Six games. I think a lot of people said it would have been a seventh game if we head to Buffalo the following week. So if somehow we would have got in the playoffs, which didn't happen, so it doesn't matter. But I don't, you know, this thing, and I appreciate Chris Greer saying I've had a discussion with him, and I explained you have to stay healthy, and I'm sure Tua is thinking, Chris, you think I friggin' want to be hurt? You think I want to be hurt? I want to be aggressive. I want to be able to do some of the other things that quarterbacks, the top guys do. I want to be able to run for first downs. But you don't think I want to? Of course I want to be healthy. I don't want to have my hip. I don't want it, another shot to the head. I want to. And we've been through this 2 out of 3 years with him. We got, and by the way, on his year, you know, he got the full year in and put up some good numbers. So he got himself a new $200+ million contract. But you can weigh your priorities. And I've noticed everybody that's starting to tell us what we need to do in the draft is, and free agency is starting to fall away again, that all of a sudden these Tua problems are gone. You never know, right? We got hit early in the year. I didn't know that. I didn't know it was going to happen. Running up the middle wasn't even a hard hit. So, yeah, there's all that stuff's tied together, too. Jalen, Tyreek, and Tua getting them the ball. And so, I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and say, hey, Tua needs to stay healthy. Because he's not getting hurt. Nobody's getting hurt on purpose in that game. You think Tua likes dealing with a hip and concussions? Of course not. But I don't know what you can do, man. How do you know when one of your offensive linemen is going to get beat? How do you know when you take off and you get blindsided? How do you know when a guy's ready to hit you from behind? How do you know if you slide, you get competitive? And he's a competitive guy. I'm paying him a compliment. He made a tackle that could have knocked him out after an interception in that Rams game. And he's going to run for first downs. I always say this. It drives people nuts, Woody. 3rd and 7. Tua out of the pocket. Running for the first down. And here comes a safety or a linebacker. Now, do you go for it with the collision to get the first down? Or do you butt slide, which moves the ball back, and you come up 3 yards short or 2 yards short? So those are decisions that he's got to make, and he's a competitive guy. And honestly, I know that you want your guy going for the first down. You want to keep the drive alive. The defense wants to see you get fresh downs. And then all of a sudden, if you don't, and all the other quarterbacks or most of them do that, and you slide and you come off and you're getting booed, and people all thinking the same thing. Yeah, look at that. He got to slide early because he's afraid he's going to get hurt, or he's afraid he's going to get a concussion.
We got some good text coming in on this, by the way.
Yeah,
I know,
yeah,
you have to,
man.
You have to take a pause here, but I'd like to read some of these to you, if you don't mind, when we get back here.
Let's do that. I got a little carried away, but the point is all these things are connected. Is why I bring them up, to get those numbers back where they need to do. But like when somebody stands up there in front of the room and says, I've explained to him, you've got to be able to play these games. Like, I know, I want to play. You think I wanted to come into this league? I was hoping I could leave him from college. I was hoping that bad hip was going to be it. Anyway, right now I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. Let's talk about something for older men. Not the young guys, but the guys you get in your 40s, 50s, 60s. That ED and low T stuff, man, is serious, serious stuff. I couldn't believe how it affected me mentally. Not the low T and tired all the friggin' time. I just figured that was father time catching up to me. But the ED was serious stuff, man. Yeah, when you start going to bed and just had a great night with your wife, she looks great. And nothing's happening in the bedroom. I don't want to get into details, but sex drive is gone. That's where I was, man, a year ago. And Atlantic Men's Clinic, thank you. Thank you so much, man. Went there, didn't even want to go for an appointment to meet with you guys. Did not want to meet with your professionals. Didn't want to get the T, the PSA test, and everything else that I did to find out what's going on. But I went with the program, got the testing done, knew everything, very honest with them. And, boy, I got great results right away. And I've been telling everybody, like, hey, man, I didn't know what to expect, but this is unbelievable. Six locations in South Florida to serve you. If you're going through it right now and you know you have low T and maybe ED too, and, if, you know, hey, it's tough, man. That's a tough one to go through at any age. 877-455-7300. Set up that first appointment. Do it. Be the best thing you've ever done. Visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Get more information. Make that call.